Earlier this week, we heard from the writer and the director of Croupier, a British film that recently opened in U.S. theaters. How good is it? Here's our film critic, John Powers.
A few weeks ago, a friend in D.C. sent me an email ordering me to see Croupier, a small English movie that had arrived in the U.S. with little fanfare and almost no advertising money behind it. He told me it was clearly the best film of the year. When Croupier reached L.A., I dutifully went to see it, and now it's my turn to order you to see it. For this smart, funny, surprising thriller really is the best movie I've seen this year. The fine English actor Clive Owen stars as Jack Manfred, a struggling writer with bleached hair and a loving girlfriend. In earlier days, Jack had worked as a croupier in South Africa, but he's been trying to escape life in what he calls the, quote, house of addiction, both the addiction of the gamblers to losing and the croupier's addiction to taking the sucker's money. But in desperate need of cash, he lets his crooked dad get him a job at a London casino. Jack falls into full croupier mode, and before you can say noir, he's involved in a labyrinthine plot involving grifters, hookers, killers, and a mysterious South African woman, played by ER's Alex Kingston. But he's up to more than simply living out a story of violence and betrayal. He's also fashioning his experiences into a book, wittily titled I, Croupier. Jack tells us all this in one of the most seductive voiceover narrations I've heard in a movie. He grabs us from the opening scene when he stands at a roulette table as the little ball of fortune spins around the wheel.
Now he had become the still center of that spinning wheel of misfortune. The world turned round him, leaving him miraculously untouched. The croupier had reached his goal. He no longer heard the sound of the ball.
Croupier marked an extraordinary comeback for the veteran team that made it, writer Paul Meyersberg and director Mike Hodges, both of whom had all but vanished in recent years. A superb stylist, Hodges is still best known for movies like the 1971 gangster picture Get Carter, where he showed his ability to capture the rattiness of the English underworld. And he does the same here, neatly creating a deglamorized demimonde in which mysterious women aren't especially good-looking, small-time crooks are loutish and dull, and gambling seems dingy, not alluring. Carefully establishing the rituals of the croupier life, he anchors Jack's story in a world that feels real. But is it? Screenwriter Meyersberg is probably best known for writing The Man Who Fell to Earth 24 years ago, and some of that film's eerie sense of dislocation pervades Croupier. Not only is Jack's voiceover narration perfectly woven into the story, it plays off the action rather than merely commenting on it, but it also establishes Jack's status as a kind of double agent. He's a man who lives inside and outside his own story at the same time. And it's one measure of Clive Owen's extraordinary performance that he manages at once to suggest exactly that mixture of expressiveness and detachment. He plays virtually every scene on at least two levels, as the croupier caught up in the action and the writer turning it into a story. In fact, these two levels are actually playing leapfrog with one another. For at bottom, Croupier isn't just a straightforward thriller about an ordinary croupier. It's a highly self-conscious riff on the idea of storytelling, in the tradition of Nabokov's Pale Fire or Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective. The movie's all about the way that Jack the detached croupier, who services the fantasies of gamblers, is like Jack the storyteller, who services our fantasies as his audience. We make our bets on what will happen, dislike the idea that some of the plot twists seem like a matter of chance, and we desperately want it to all add up. Just like gamblers, we want to walk away as winners, carrying with us the chips of some neat meaning. What makes the movie so satisfying is that Meyersberg and Hodges never make us feel that we're watching an intellectual art film. Instead, they give us a terrifically gripping thriller that pulls us in so neatly that it's easy not to notice that the deck has been stacked against us all along.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.